Mpumalanga's finger on the pulse of current affairs. It's Rise FM in 60 Minutes with Musa Skhosana.
Yeah, less than shift focus, bring in the president of Action SA, Babu Herman Mashaba. I believe he joins us on the line. This follows after Action SA in Mpumalanga concluded its PEC meeting today with its president, who was in the province. They reflected on the party's performance in the national and provincial elections of 2024 and somewhat started planning for the local government elections that are going to take place in 2026. President of Action SA, Dade Herman Mashaba, joins us in conversation. Dade Mashaba, good evening.
Good evening, and thank you so much for this opportunity. Always a pleasure to be in your company.
Always a pleasure. Also, you just always agreeing, and we somewhat receive that particular energy and somewhat the warmthness that every time we need you, you are always available. But maybe let's look around.
No, and now let me first of all, firstly apologize for last night because. When you guys called, I just gone to fetch some food and I came back. I missed your call. Yeah. My sincere apologies.
No. That's the level of accountability that we need on the show, and I appreciate that. Let's look into your performance as a party in Mpumalanga primarily. I mean, over 5,738 people voted for Action SA. Is that a satisfactory outcome for the party? Maybe is that what you intended to get? And honestly, how do you reflect on your performance as a whole?
Without doubt, dismal performance, and I think that's something that we really faced head on. And I actually apologized on behalf of our activists on the ground, in particular the PEC, that us as Senate actually failed them by obviously, I think, taking some of the decisions which we believe contributed to. The performance we did not expect, not only in Mpumalanga, actually throughout the country. But I think one thing that I want South Africans to know, and I wanted our PC to know, that actually Action SA did not lose, because just imagine 2 months ago, Action SA was not represented at the National Assembly. Action SA was not represented in three provinces. Yes, we aimed high, but at the end of the day, today, as I speak to you, Action SA has got 101 public representatives in all three spheres of government, in local government, in three provinces, and six top of the crop of six National Assembly people. So I wanted them to actually understand it from that context. That, guys, as much as we are disappointed, but my own personal belief is that, you know what, God works in his own way. God works at his own time. It was not our time, but we definitely, as I say, we're not failures. We are now represented in Mpumalanga in the legislature. Where we presented to them, actually to show through the province, Action SA is going to have 9 staff members, including an office in the province, being paid by the province. Whereas 2 months ago, we had to fund everything ourselves from head office by always going to beg people to really give us donation. So I was actually showing them the positive side of life. And also our preparations for 2026. And I strongly believe by the time I left, everybody was really so enthused, so excited with what I shared with them.
Yeah. Dade Mashaba, how honest do you get with your PEC? I'm asking this question because I assume you've already told them of these 9 positions or just maybe the office work. And my understanding is that that particular office would be funded by, obviously, your inclusion into the legislature through the Democracy Fund. Do you then also go into details as to, as a party, we are going to receive X amount of money through the Democracy Fund, or we've already received X amount of money from the legislature?
No, well, that is what I share with them, that there's a reason why, as part of what I discussed with them, they are aware. The last few weeks we've been running, we actually ran adverts, because we did not really want the PC to take her friends and so forth. So we ran a professional recruitment process. Obviously, these are political office. We needed to get actioners, but the right quality actioners. Right now, our provincial chairperson has got an office in the provincial office. There's Dudzile Nkosi, who's already there in the office, and there's other eight or so positions which have given them the matching orders to make sure that those positions must be filled by the 1st of September, because those positions are actually being paid by the province. So we have no reason why we should really delay. So yes, I mean, we operate in a transparent manner, because if people don't know these things, that's why the people are now motivated. That in the past, you know, I asked them, I said, you guys away, can you tell me how many full-time people were being paid by the party before? We only had three. That's all we could afford. Today, we've got eight people, you know, where that money that used to really go to Mpumalanga, pay those three people, can then go into the ground and into other provinces. And also, when we raise the money for campaign, then the money can go directly to campaign and also give us an opportunity to employ more people over time, obviously, if we are successful with our fundraising activities.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the issue of the elective conference keeps coming up. I mean, more so that in Mpumalanga, among your PEC, you've had to reconfigure them for a number of times. I mean, when you started, you had a secretary, Tseko Tabe, who's since left the party. You had the likes of your Inos, who have also since left the party, but Uma Mtowe has since remained. When are you going in conference, primarily in provinces, but also just nationally? When are you going in conference?
Well, I think we've been transparent, and I think people must really, you know, I always ask people before some of these things people comment, they must go through our interim constitution. It is clear in our constitution. We're a new party. On the 29th of this month, we're only turning four as a political party, and we immediately were upon registering for the big recent elections. Mm-hmm. So we made it clear in our interim interim constitution that we will have elective conference 9 months after this election. So right now our teams are working around the clock to make sure that we've got credible membership, we've got credible branches, because this elective conference is not going to be a conference of the Mashaba clan.
Yeah.
It's got to be a conference representing credible people. So that's one of the things that I shared with them in detail, to actually show the weaknesses in our system.
Yeah.
That's why I took the responsibility on behalf of Senate that, just to give you an example of one thing that we as Senate actually overlooked, not deliberately. When we started the party, we said our membership is going to be free. And it has now transpired that when people get things for free, they actually don't value them. And obviously, we had people just going around registering people without people knowing exactly what they were being
registered for. Yeah.
Some of the people we discovered in our list, that some of the people have already passed away, because our membership was being in perpetuity.
Yeah.
Which I think it's not really fair.
Yeah.
So these are things that we were looking at. So everyone from the 1st of July are going to work very hard to make sure that we can meet the deadline of 9 months to have this elective conference.
Without a doubt. I mean, I'll definitely hold you and your chairperson accountable. I mean, 9 months is next February, so definitely I'll hold both of you accountable to what you've already told Mpumalanga. Thank you so much for making time, and all the best in the work that you are doing as a party. And yeah, we'll definitely also keep dipping in and seeing, you know, what sort of work is being actioned, if you get what I mean. But thank you so much.
Well, I think in closing, I'm looking, as I'm, and I've just arrived back home in Johannesburg, looking forward to tomorrow to the city of Johannesburg, where Action SA has put forward the speaker for the city of Johannesburg. So tomorrow, if everything goes as planned, you're going to have Action SA speaker for the first time. A 4-year-old party will have a speaker in the biggest metro in South Africa.
Thank you so much, Tata Mashaba. I really appreciate you making time.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
President of Action SA and Herman Mashaba talking to us this evening around, obviously, decisions made by the PEC. I'm also cognizant of the fact that the African National Congress today concluded its Lehotla outcomes. And yeah,